Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild a simple edit in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow, and we're doing it in a jungle and old-school DNB style. That means we are not starting by stacking a bunch of new clips and sounds right away. Instead, we're going to shape the energy first. We'll build the arrangement, automate tension, add a riser, throw in a snare build, use a few delay and filter moves, and then land back into the full drum and bass drop. If you're a beginner, this is a really smart way to work, because jungle and old-school DNB are all about momentum. The transition often matters just as much as the sounds themselves. A simple breakbeat loop can feel massive if the automation is doing the heavy lifting. So let's set the scene. Start your project around 172 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for classic jungle energy. Then keep your core setup simple. One drum track, one bass track, and one FX or riser track. If you already have a drum break loop, great. If not, you can use a chopped break in Simpler. The point here is to keep the groove solid and not overcomplicate the session. For this lesson, think in an 8-bar shape. Bars 1 to 4 are your groove. Bars 5 and 6 are where tension starts building. Bars 7 and 8 are your full edit zone, where the riser, snare build, and any little silence or impact hit all come together. Then you drop back into the full drums and bass. Before you add anything fancy, put locators in arrangement view. Label them something like groove, build, edit, and drop. That's a small move, but it helps you think like an arranger instead of just a loop maker. Now for the main idea. Automation first. Instead of immediately adding more sounds, start by automating the sounds you already have. A great beginner move is to shape four things first. Filter the drums, reduce or mute the bass slightly, increase reverb on the build elements, and bring up a noise riser. Let's start with the drum break. Put auto filter on the drum track. Use a low-pass filter, and begin with it fully open or nearly open. Over bars 5 to 8, slowly close it down so the top end gets darker and tighter, then open it back up right before the drop. That classic moving filter sound gives you that sucking, pulling tension that works so well in jungle. A good tip here is not to overdo the low end. If your break is already busy and bright, focus more on the high frequencies and keep the punch intact. Jungle and old-school DNB usually feel strongest when the drums still hit hard, even while the top end is changing. Next, automate the bass. This is huge. In DNB, bass space creates impact. If your bass line stays full the entire time, the drop won't feel as strong. So on the bass track, try a small volume dip or a filter automation during the build. You can lower it by just 1 to 3 dB at first, then automate a stronger dip or even a short mute right before the drop. If you're using a dedicated sub, keep it mono with utility. Don't spread the low end around. That stable sub is what makes the return feel powerful. Now let's build a riser using stock Ableton devices. A simple and effective option is operator with a noise oscillator. Put operator on a MIDI track, then follow it with auto filter, reverb, and saturator. Now automate the filter cutoff upward over 2 bars. You can also gently increase the reverb wet amount and add a little saturation near the end so the riser gets more aggressive and dirty. That dirty edge is actually a good thing for this style. We're not trying to make a glossy pop build. We want something a bit rough, a bit ravey, a bit hostile. That fits the jungle vibe really well. Another great build element is the snare roll. Use a snare sample in Simpler on a drum rack, then gradually increase the hit frequency. Start with hits on the main beats, then move to 8th notes, then 16th notes if it feels right. Add saturator, compressor, and reverb to help it grow. Automate the reverb up and maybe bring the snare volume forward a touch as the edit develops. If the roll starts sounding messy, simplify it. A clear, repetitive snare build often works better than a super complicated one. In this style, the power comes from the rhythm and the lift, not from showing off. Now let's add a delay throw. This is one of those small details that can make a transition feel huge. Use delay or echo on a snare hit, vocal stab, rim shot, or break chop near the end of the build. Automate the send or dry slash wet so the delay only appears where you want it. That way it feels intentional instead of washing over the whole mix. You can use a time setting like a quarter note or dotted eighth with moderate feedback. Keep the delay filtered so it doesn't cloud the low end. You want it to sparkle and bounce, not turn into mud. Here's a really important idea. Use a short gap before the drop. Even a tiny bit of silence can make the drop slam much harder. So right before the drop lands, mute the bass for a quarter beat or a beat, and maybe pull the drums back for a split second. Leave only the riser tail, a reverb wash, or an impact. That moment of absence is powerful. A lot of beginner edits try to stay full all the time, but in DNB, the space is part of the groove. Then layer your impact. A crash, sub-hit, reverse cymbal, or short noise burst can work great. If you want, process the impact with a Q8, saturator, and reverb. High pass the very low rumble if needed. Clean up any boxy mids, and let the top end stay sharp. At this point, your automation lanes should really be telling the story of the section. Think of it like a timeline of energy. First the groove is stable, then the drums darken slightly, then the bass steps back, then the riser climbs, then the snare gets more urgent, then the delay throw lands, then there's a tiny pocket of silence, then the drop explodes back in. That's the automation first mindset. You're not just placing sounds, you're sculpting motion. Now do a quick arrangement cleanup. Listen for clashing tails, too much reverb in the drop, or low frequencies building up under the riser. Use fades where needed. Use utility to pull effects down after the transition. And if a riser is muddy, high pass it with a Q8 somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz so your low end stays clean. That low end discipline is one of the biggest things to learn in jungle and old school DNB. The drop only feels massive if the sub has been controlled before it returns. You can also group your tracks for some final polish. Put your drums in a drum group and maybe add a little drum bus or glue compressor for cohesion. Keep it gentle. You're just gluing, not crushing. For the bass, use saturator, EQ8, and utility if needed. For effects, you can use reverb, auto filter, or compressor if the effects are too spiky. A quick note on common mistakes. 1. Don't use too much riser and forget the groove. The build should support the drums and bass, not replace them. 2. Don't overfilter the entire low end. You want movement, not a dead mix. 3. Don't drown everything in reverb. That can smear the break and weaken the drop. 4. Don't forget the short silence. A constant wall of sound feels flat. And 5. Don't leave the automation perfectly straight if you can avoid it. Curves and tiny changes often feel much more musical. If you want a darker, rougher version, try making the riser gritty instead of glossy. Add a bit of saturator, maybe even redux if you want a more digital edge. You can also layer a tonal riser on top of the noise, like a simple saw wave with a high-pass filter, a touch of reverb, and a little pitch movement that gives the build more identity. And for a really authentic jungle touch, use chopped break fragments as effects. A reversed snare, a tiny amen slice, or a high-passed ghost note can sound way more connected to the track than a generic white noise sweep. Here's a simple practice idea. Build an 8-bar edit, where bars 1 to 4 are the full groove, bars 5 and 6 begin filtering the drums, bars 6 and 7 bring in a snare roll, bar 7 introduces the riser, and the last half bar cuts the bass and drums for a tiny gap before the drop. Use only stock devices. Keep the low end clean and mono. If that works, you're already thinking like a proper DNB arranger. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old school DNB, a great edit is not just about adding more sounds. It's about moving the energy with precision. Automation gives you that control. Even a simple loop can become a serious transition if the filter moves, bass dips, snare build, and silence are all timed well. That's the automation first workflow. Clean, powerful, and very effective. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar voiceover version with short pauses and emphasis cues for recording.